I'm Jamila Erickson, and this is the Midday Interview. I have a guest today that I'm very excited to speak with. His name is Lynn Selden. He is mostly a travel writer and a food writer, a food critic, food reviewer, food eater, food enthusiast. But he has written this wonderful novel called Virginia's Ring. And I have to confess to you, first of all, Lynn, that I have not finished it. I scheduled too many authors right in a row, and I've been staying up till really, really late at night, but I'm only about a third of the way through this book called Virginia's Ring. So don't tell me the ending, okay? Because I don't want to know, all right?
No problem at all. And for the ending, you might want to have a box of Kleenex with
you. Oh, dear. Okay, well, I'm glad I didn't read it before the interview because I've been going, hello, Lynn. I'm so glad you could come today, okay? Now, you know, when I first saw the title, before I had even looked at the website and looked at the cover illustration, I thought Virginia's Ring, it sounded like, you know, a young woman getting an engagement ring or something. What does Virginia's Ring refer to?
It's actually sort of a double entendre in the sense that it's Virginia's Ring as in the state of Virginia. A lot of people view the college that I went to, Virginia Military Institute, as the ring of Virginia. And then I also have a female character named Virginia.
Ah, yes. So. I noticed that the first part of the book is called Nick, and the second part is called Virginia. I'm about maybe, well, a bit more than halfway through the Nick portion. Tell us about these two different characters and what their connection is.
Sure. It's a generational story spanning about 25 years. And Nick Adams, who was a familiar Hemingway character for many of his short stories, is the character in the first half. The second half is based around Virginia, a female cadet, once they had started allowing females into the Virginia Military Institute. And Virginia is Nick's best friend's daughter.
Okay.
So that's the connection between the two and the bonds that they share mostly through wearing the VMI ring.
Right. Now, you know, in my own situation, my father served in World War II. He was over in Okinawa and Japan and places like that. But he really never talked about his military service. And he certainly was not someone who was ever, you know, enrolled in a military academy. He just was drafted, and he was probably already in his 30-ish or 30, more than that at that point, and ended up being in the Quartermaster Corps with the Army. So he was not really on the front lines as a soldier. I don't believe the first part of this book actually gets into Nick's military service. It is about his 4 years at VMI. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
The first half of the novel is really focuses on VMI and the unique experiences that you have there. The second half definitely gets more into service. A big part of enrolling at VMI is that you are there, you plan on serving your country.
Right.
And so that's a big part of it. And the second half really addresses that through the female character, Virginia, who does go on to serve in the military.
The reason I mentioned my own unfamiliarity with the topic and with the whole idea of military service and of a military academy is that there was a certain point when I was reading in the wee hours today, and I had to start writing down notes, and I actually looked for a glossary in the back, because probably I missed something in the early chapters when my brain was, you know, just kind of on vacation. I was having a prolonged senior moment, and I started going, no, wait a minute, did he tell us what straining means? And I think I know what the rack is, but how, I mean, what does it mean when you rack for someone else? And what is, of course, the hay? I've heard of hit the hay. And then we're talking about Nick is working with, I guess, an upperclassman that's called a dyke.
Right.
Can you explain those things?
Sure. we were very careful with this book to make sure that people did learn those terms along the way.
I just missed it.
No
worries.
And we actually had a professional editor who had never been to VMI. She had never heard of it. And she went through it and made sure that I explained those terms.
I just missed it.
No worries at all. that means I didn't write it as well as I should have.
No, it means, honey, I was sleep deprived. You are totally not at fault. It's me. Okay.
But the dyke is a good one to address, but basically they are senior mentors for the freshman.
Okay.
So a freshman is a rat, and you have a dyke.
I love that.
You have a dyke who is a first classman, and he serves as a mentor for you throughout your first year, which is a very difficult year at VMI.
Oh my, it sounds like it. That's just really intense. Now you do talk in the foreword to the book and prologue, I guess, to the book about your friendship with the well-known author Pat Conroy. And, of course, he wrote about the Knobs, right, from the Citadel in South Carolina. And it sounds like from what you have read of Pat Conroy's and what you have written about VMI that it might even be a harder row to hoe at VMI than it is at the Citadel in some ways.
It absolutely is, and I hope Pat is listening right now. VMI is much more difficult than the Citadel.
Oh, is he going to call you up and say, now, wait a minute.
The book was actually Pat's idea. He presented it to me when we met 5 years ago down in Charleston. And he said, you know, I wrote the Citadel novel. Why don't you write the VMI novel? So I did just that.
Wow.
And it
wow.
took me 5 years. But he has been, speaking of mentors, Pat has been an incredible mentor. And in fact, the title of the book he came up with about 2 years ago after he had read the draft.
Wonderful. So. If you're just joining us, you're hearing author Lynn Selden. We were talking about his book, Virginia's Ring, which refers to the ring that young men and now young women receive when they graduate, when they are done at
they actually incredibly they get it, yes, their junior year essentially,
right.
And it's a very big deal. It's one of the big moments at VMI. Probably the next big one is graduation. So,
and it sounds like what leads up to those big moments is pretty excruciating.
Yes.
In some ways, there are also moments of elation, but there's a lot of intensity.
Yes. You definitely earn the ring.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
In the ring. Being beaten on, sometimes, you know, you can't really fight back. Now, did you go to VMI yourself?
Yes, I graduated in 1983.
Right.
And my brother graduated in 1975.
Wow. It was one of the things when I was reading it, I kept thinking, oh, Jesus, is this Lynn's own personal experience? And I know authors always get asked that. Not every novel that reads like a memoir is actually a factional? You know where I'm going with this.
That's a good word, factional.
Factional. Is it fictional or factional?
Well, I am asked that a lot.
Yeah.
And basically, this was my experience or the experiences of other cadets.
Yes.
My roommates. I interviewed a lot of female cadets so I could get the terminology right, because that was different. And females weren't at VMI when I attended. So I actually went back to VMI many times and spent a lot of time with some really remarkable females.
Wonderful. The book is called Virginia's Ring, written by Lynn Selden, a graduate of VMI. It is about Virginia Military Institute. One more quick question for you. You are having a book signing and a book reading at Pomegranate Books. When is that?
That is correct. That's tonight, actually.
At 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Wonderful.
And there's a rumor they may be serving shrimp and grits, which are highlighted in the novel.
The book is called Virginia's Ring. You can meet Lynn Selden tonight at Pomegranate Books. His writing style is crisp and clear and very engaging. Don't miss out. You can go to Pomegranate Books website to find out more. This is WHQR.